This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 5:07. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And first up, the federal court has ruled that it is unconstitutional for state Sharia courts to have judicial review powers.
So bear with us because this is, quite a bit of legalese involved, and we will have an expert to properly explain it to you later. But essentially, today, a 9-member panel at the federal court unanimously decided that it is unconstitutional for the Selangor Legislative Assembly to pass a provision to grant judicial review power to the Sharia High Court in the state. Now, if we just look at what Chief Justice Tun Tengku Maimun Tuan Mat had to say, so she chaired the panel, and she said that Section 66A of the Administration of the Religion of Islam, State of Selangor Enactment 2003, is basically against the federal constitution. She also added that the federal court had already decided that the power of judicial review was vested only in the civil courts.
So if you are still following and you're wondering what this has its roots in, SIS Forum Malaysia, Sisters in Islam, filed an application back in January 2020 after the Kuala Lumpur High Court had dismissed its judicial review application against a Selangor religious authority's fatwa labelling the group as deviant. And so what all this means, therefore, is that this petition that was filed by SIS Forum was hence allowed, and the declaration is granted pursuant to the Courts of Judicature Act. And so again, I'm saying words, I don't necessarily know precisely what they mean because I'm here with all of you and not in court and a lawyer. So which is why our guest after this is going to take us through it. However, this is big news, and I think that considering a large chunk of our show last week was actually dedicated to looking at some of the gaps that exist, some of the issues that exist with our dual judicial systems. Having something like this and having a ruling like this from the highest court of the land actually goes some way towards, I don't know, hopefully clarifying that or, you know, providing some form of clarity at least.
Yes, I think this is a welcome move. The fact that it's unanimous is something that's been talked about a lot. And I think it does set an important precedent in terms of where the lines of authority are. And essentially, when it comes to these sorts of issues of state versus federal, who gets to say what at which point in time? And it may not sound like a very, it may not sound because of all of the legalese, like it's relevant, but it is actually deeply important. As you've said, Lynn, over the course of the last week, I think we've seen how it can be important, that these sorts of finer points are made very clear.
So we are talking today about the federal court ruling that it is unconstitutional for state Sharia courts to have judicial review powers. This was unanimously decided by a 9-member panel. We'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to be joined by someone actually qualified to explain this properly to all of us. And that is constitutional lawyer Datuk Malik Imtiazawa. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brave, free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:11 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're starting off today with some big legal news because the federal court has unanimously ruled that it is unconstitutional for state Sharia courts to have judicial review powers. This is in relation to a application that was filed by SIS Forum Malaysia back in January 2020. We'd like to know what are your thoughts on this. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're joined now to walk our way through this by constitutional lawyer Datuk Malik Imtiazawa. Malik, always good to have you with us. Before we get into today's outcome, can you walk us through what initiated this entire legal proceeding?
I think I should start by explaining what the procedure that resulted in the decision today is all about. So generally, if you want to argue that a law is unconstitutional, you would take it as a constitutional challenge in the ordinary course by commencing proceedings in the High Court, and then from there appealing to the Court of Appeal and ultimately to the Federal Court. But the Constitution reserves power to the Federal Court to entertain petitions in what we call its original jurisdiction. That means not appellate. You go directly to the Federal Court, where the complaint is that either Parliament or the State Legislative Assembly has made a law which it does not have the power to make. So what happened in this case was the judicial review against the fatwa commenced in 2014 and was ongoing. In May 2015, the Selangor State Assembly amended the religious enactment, the Administration of Islamic, the Religion of Islam Enactment of 2003, by introducing Section 66, capital A. Now, that section purported to give the Sharia Court power to judicially review decisions of the Islamic authorities itself. Now, there are two problems with this. One is that the power of judicial review is actually with the High Court. But more sinisterly, because of a constitutional provision, Article 121, capital A, whatever is in the jurisdiction of the Sharia Court is not within the jurisdiction of the High Court. So the intention of the amendment was really to block review by the civil courts and to have any and all matters pertaining to decisions made by the religious authorities reviewed by the Sharia Court. Now, at that time, it's important to note that there were a number of high-profile challenges that ended up in the Court of Appeal, in which actions of the religious authorities were struck down as being invalid or unconstitutional. The case that comes to mind is the Borders case. So if you recall, ZI Publications published a book. The book was controversial. It was a translation of Ishad Manji's book. And ultimately what happened was the manager of a Borders bookshop was arrested and charged. So a number of things happened around that. Ultimately, the Court of Appeal said that was wrong and that was not permissible in law. So it's these kinds of decisions that 66A was trying to prevent. So in the upshot, both parties, the Sisters in Islam and the other side, agreed that that amendment would not apply to their case because it came later. But unfortunately, the High Court in that case decided that it didn't have jurisdiction for other reasons. It went all the way up to the Court of Appeal and ultimately the Federal Court, and it was sent back down saying the High Court does have jurisdiction. In 2019, the High Court then said, because of Section 66A, the High Court has no jurisdiction given the provisions of Article 1211A of the Federal Constitution. So the judicial review was dismissed. So that's something like 5 years after the fatwa and the challenge, it was back to square one. And that's when Sisters in Islam took out a application to get permission to bring a challenge against 66A directly in the Federal Court. That was granted in September 2020. We argued it sometime later, and the decision today was the decision on that application. So that's really how this came about.
So the Federal Court declared that it was unconstitutional for the Selangor State to confer the Sharia High Court powers to hear and decide judicial reviews. Help us unpack what that means. What would it have meant for the Sharia Court to hear and decide on these judicial reviews?
Yeah. So, well, from the Sharia Court standpoint, I mean, we have to go back to the fact that the major, separation under the Constitution is Article 1211A, which has been controversial almost from the outset. And what that article does is to basically immunize any decision of the Sharia Court which is within jurisdiction from scrutiny by the civil courts. So, I mean, that makes sense if you have decisions being made on things like marriage and divorce and inheritance and so on, which are matters which are typically within the jurisdiction of the Sharia Court. But it becomes problematic when the jurisdiction of the Sharia Court is sought to be enlarged to include things which are traditionally seen as being part of judicial power in the civil courts. Okay, so this morning's decision has this consequence or implication. The states, state assemblies, because Islamic matters fall within the state list, and we're a federal system, so state legislature makes laws pertaining to Islam. including those laws which give jurisdiction to the Sharia court. So this morning's decision, what it means is that the state legislative assemblies of any state, not just Selangor, cannot now seek to give Sharia courts power to conduct judicial review over any administrative decisions that are made. Now, this is important because not only does it serve to underscore that the Sharia courts are really what I would, as a lawyer, call a statutory tribunal, not really even a court in the classic sense, and the jurisdiction of which is very, very narrow over matters of Islamic personal law, and more importantly, over natural Muslims, persons who profess the religion and not companies or bodies, corporate, etc. So the decision serves to underscore that the status of the Sharia courts is that. And more importantly, it serves to underscore that judicial review is a very important part and function of the superior courts of the Federation, which is the High Court, and then from beyond that, the Court of Appeal and the Federal Court, which are understood to be the repository of judicial power. Now, from a legal and a constitutional standpoint, that's very important because what the court did today in a 9-0 judgment was to underscore and to reiterate that in Malaysia, we have constitutional supremacy, and that constitutional supremacy necessarily includes, one, the separation of powers, in which the judicial power is one of three main powers, and the independence of the judiciary. So the implication is that the Sharia authorities and the legislatures of the state cannot seek to elevate the status of the Sharia court to make it akin to the High Court. They are not parallel courts. That is the point that was being made today by the federal court.
So overall then, what bearing will this decision in the federal court have on the Sharia court's powers?
Yeah, so what this means is now, this decision and the one that was handed down last year, also by nine judges, that in Ikiputra against the Sharia authorities, both these decisions essentially make the point that the Sharia court is a tribunal which is charged with a very limited function, that is to oversee Islamic personal laws, and cannot be seen as a court that can be treated as having some sort of parallel role to the civil courts of the country. So to explain that, that means the Sharia courts are nothing more than essentially personal law tribunals. And that will go a long way in addressing some of these problems that come up from time to time when we see matters being taken into the Sharia courts, the exclusion of non-Muslim relatives and so on, you know, the kind of problems we've seen over the last two decades or so. So that is the effect of today's decision. It sort of makes explicit that it's not good enough for the Sharia authorities to say that this is something that is necessary for the purposes of Islam. Any steps taken by the Sharia authorities has to be supported by enacted law, and the state assemblies cannot enact laws other than as permitted by the constitution.
So what happens to that Section 66A provision that was enacted by the Selangor state then?
Okay, so this decision today declared that unconstitutional, meaning that it has been declared to be void. It has no legal effect whatsoever. Now, any other state that attempts to introduce this sort of provision will now run the risk of having that provision nullified by the High Court, which will apply this particular decision of the federal court. And that is the importance of it.
Can you talk to us about the considerations that were made by the judges to arrive at this decision?
Well, looking at the judgment of the court, it was delivered by the Chief Justice and it was concurred with by the remaining eight judges. So it's a 9-0 judgment, in colloquial terms. It's a very strong judgment. What the court did was to, one, understand the constitutional architecture and the design of the constitution that was put in place in 1957. As I said earlier, the court underscored that it puts in place a system based on the separation of powers, in which the judicial power is sacrosanct, because the judiciary serves the function of checks and balances. And in that process, it serves a very important function of providing check and balance. Now, the decision then goes on to explain that judicial power necessarily and includes, and I would say that the court said that judicial review is one of the key powers that, that sits within this bigger group of judicial powers. So judicial review is a means by which the judiciary can serve its function as the Constitution's guardian and ensure that all acts, be it legislative or executive, are in compliance with the Constitution. And so what that means is, as far as the court is concerned, this is what the Constitution says. And when we look to what the constitutional provisions for legislative powers are, we have a federal list. And as I said earlier, Islamic matters fall within the state list. The court took a look at that particular state list item, which is item one on the state list, and interpreted it to mean essentially what it said in the judgment, meaning, therefore, that it cannot be used in any manner as an ambiguous foundation for assertions of some sort of elevated status for the Sharia court, or even, with all due respect, the Islamic law. So the factors are, the court looked at the constitution and the law, it looked at its functions, looked at the functions of the Sharia court, and concluded that as a matter of law, this was the intended scheme put in place by the constitution. And that was it. That was the what the court looked at.
So if we go to that fatwa that, that essentially got this all started, where they label sisters in Islam as a deviant group, where does it leave this fatwa?
Yeah, so the court took pains to explain that the decision today did not have a bearing on whether or not the fatwa was valid or otherwise. Tengku Maimun CJ made that very clear at the outset and said the question before the court this morning was very narrow, and it dealt with whether 66A of the Sharia enactment was valid. So what it would mean is that now the case would have to be remitted back to the, well, currently it's before the Court of Appeal, and it would be up to the Court of Appeal to decide whether it wants to remit it back to the High Court or whether it wants to deal with it itself. But now those courts would have to accept that 66A doesn't apply and that the High Court has jurisdiction. And so now, all things being equal, Sisters in Islam will finally get a hearing on the merits and a decision on the merits of the challenge.
And will Selangor State be able to appeal this decision? What would that process entail?
Okay. So as a court acting in the exercise of original jurisdiction, the federal court does not have any court sit over it. So there are no further appeals. It is theoretically possible for the respondents to seek a review of the court's decision, although I think with all due respect, that would be, in my mind, quite an uphill challenge, because the grounds for review are very, very narrow. You have to show that there was a breach of natural justice or the court acted in defiance of law, etc. So in this case, both sides were heard fully. The court took time to reserve its judgment and to consider it. Both sides had extensive written arguments before the court. So I would say for all practical purposes, this is the end of the road for this issue. Having said that, I can't second guess what it is that the other side parties might do.
Malik, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was constitutional lawyer and the lawyer representing Sisters in Islam, Datuk Malik Imtiaz Sawa, talking today about a decision that came through from a 9-member panel at the federal court, unanimously deciding that it is unconstitutional for the Selangor Legislative Assembly to pass a provision granting judicial review power to the Sharia High Court in the state. We'd like to hear from you on this. What are your thoughts? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.